Okay. And this is our last presentation of this session, talking about seed dormancy and germination of a new ornamental plant in Korea.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. My name is Seung-Yeol Lee from Korea National Arboretum. The topic that I would like to present here today is seed dormancy and germination of Korean macon, Hyalum maconoides. This is a kind of new ornamental plant in Korea. Firstly, I'd like to give you some background information for this research. Recently, the garden is the issue in Korea. Flowers or garden shows, as well as the demand for new ornamental plant use, is increasing. But less than 5% of the native plants are used for garden or landscaping in Korea. So we wanted to know the more use of native plant. For promoting native wildflowers use, Korea National Arboretum has recently started the project Wildflowers. In this project, we are focusing on developing new ornamental crops, in particular the species which have not previously been cultivated for commercial use. As you can see in the pictures, we selected 24 herbaceous, including Veronica, Euphorbia, or Korean macon, and 6 woody species, including Lonicera. Among the target species, I will explain the Korean macon seed propagation because of the species was the most difficult to propagate from seed. The Korean macon belongs to the Papaveraceae family, and the species is the only one genus and one species in the world. Thus, the species is in monotypic genus. And Korean macon is endemic to Korea and has been reported as a threatened species in IUCN Red List. But it has great potential for ornamental use because of the long flowering period from late April to August in shady site. Korean macon can be propagated by divisions, seeds, or tissue culture. But among these propagation methods, seed propagation can be the most practical method for native plant growers in Korea. But from the literature review, we found no study for Korean macon seed propagation have been conducted. So the aim of the study was to determine whether the seeds have dormancy, and if so, what is the requirement for dormancy break and which type of seed dormancy do they have? And so based on that, we try to get the information for seed propagation by controlling dormancy and germination. First, we checked whether the seeds have dormancy. After 12 weeks of incubation, we found no germination at any temperature regions. This means that they have deep dormancy. This is the classification system for seed dormancy. Class A is physiological dormancy. It is caused by low growth potential of embryo and generally dry after ripening or cold stratification can be useful to break seed dormancy in this case. And class D is physical dormancy caused by water impermeable seed or fruit coat. And class D is combination of dormancy. The germination of this class is inhibited by both physiological and physical factors, and the others are morphological and morphophysiological dormancy caused by underdeveloped embryos. So firstly, we checked whether the seeds have physical dormancy. The seeds were placed on filter paper and moistened with water, and then we measured the increasing seed mass for 48 hours. The seed mass increased at least 50% compared to initial weight. Thus, there was no physical dormancy. Thus, we can exclude physical dormancy and also combination of dormancy. But we've got the information that some Papaveraceae family species have morphological and or morphophysiological dormancy. These two kinds of seed dormancy are caused by underdeveloped embryos, and the embryos must elongate to critical length before germination occurs. But the seeds with morphological dormancy generally complete embryo elongation and germination within 30 days, On the other hand, diseases with morphophysiological dormancy take substantially long time for embryo elongation and germination due to additional physiological inhibitory factors. So we observe internal seed morphology. As you can see in the pictures, the seeds had small underdeveloped embryos at dispersal, so we found no physical dormancy, underdeveloped embryos, and no germination for 12 weeks. Thus, we understood that the seeds have morphophysiological dormancy. Morphophysiological dormancy can be classified into at least 8 types, depending on the temperature to break dormancy, and at time of embryo growth, and also GA treatment overcomes dormancy or not. For example, in seeds with deep simple MPD, the embryos firstly grow at warm temperature, and germination can occur after warm followed by cold temperature sequence, and GA treatment substitute for warm, but not for cold in this case. So we saw the seeds on a pot to see germination and on nylon bags to observe embryo elongation in the natural environment, and placed them in a field and took them out from the soil once or twice a month. Then we observed embryo growth, germination, and seedling emergence. Embryo elongation was calculated by embryo versus seed length ratio because seed size vary, seed vary in size in the natural environment. This slide shows the chronology of embryo growth, germination, and seedling emergence in the natural environment. Embryo elongation was delayed till late September, but from October, the embryos grew fast till middle of November. Thus, the faster embryo elongation occurred at relatively warm temperature period in the natural environment. And in March next year, when the temperature increased after cold winter, germination and seedling emergence increased. But we didn't know the reason why the seedling emergence was delayed till March next year in the natural environment. As mentioned earlier, you can see the microscopic observations in this slide. We also conducted laboratory experiment. At 5 degrees, the embryo elongation was very low during 24 weeks, but the embryo elongation was higher at 25 degrees than 5 degrees. Thus, the embryo elongation was firstly promoted at relatively warm temperature, but it was more promoted when the seeds were moved from high to low temperature. Thus, both warm and cold temperature were important for full embryo elongation. So we can narrow the dormancy type into one of these 5 simple types. And next, this is the move-along test. There are 6 different temperature sequences. First one is started from low temperature to high temperature. Second is started from high temperature to low temperature. And the others are for controls. For example, if high followed by low temperature sequence is essential for breaking dormancy, then we can see the higher germination in the second move along. Percent germination was higher in move 2, which is started from high temperature than the other temperature treatment, although germination percentage was very low. So warm followed by cold temperature sequence promoted germination in Korean Mekong. And also we wanted to know the warm and cold stratification period to break seed dormancy. As you can see in the table, at least 8 weeks of warm and 12 weeks of cold treatment were essential for dormancy break and germination in Korean Mekong. So we can narrow the dormancy type into one of these 3 simple types, intermediate, deep or deep simple epicotyl. Then we treated the seeds with GA, which is commonly used for breaking dormancy. As you can see in the figure, percentage of split-seed could increased with increasing the concentrations of GA. But germination was very low at all concentrations, although 1,000 ppm promoted germination. Less than 20% of the seeds germinated at two temperature regions. Thus, we found that GA promoted embryo elongation and thus partially substituted for the warm stratification requirement for embryo growth. But GA treatment did not fully overcome seed dormancy in this case. Thus, we can classify the dormancy type into deep simple morphophysiological dormancy. In conclusions, during the progress of seed dispersal and germination, the seeds had underdeveloped embryos at dispersal, and embryo elongation initially occurred at medium temperature at high temperature period, and first physiological dormancy was broken by warm temperature period, and GA treatment partially substituted for the warm temperature requirement, but not for cold in this case, and was unable to overcome dormancy. And finally, warm followed by cold temperature sequence was essential to break dormancy in Korean Mekon. And we classified the dormancy type into deep simple morphophysiological dormancy like native plant Jeffersonia, Adonis, and so on. This information could be useful for propagation of Korean Mekon. Thank you for your attention.
I like the term useful plant resources center. So in your definition of a useful plant, it's native or it could be functioning for medicinal purposes, or what is the premise for a useful plant?
Yeah, thank you for your question. We do our research with only native plants. Yeah. Korea National Arboretum recently want to make a propagation method of native plants Korea. So useful plant resources center had opened not really long time, just 4 years ago, useful plant resources center opened. Main research topic is development of propagation protocol, and the other one is new ornamental plant development for commercial use. Yeah.
The question?
Who is funding your research?
Actually, Korea Forest Service. From government.
Thank you.
Thank you.